The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Well, welcome, brand family. It is a beautiful night, and we have Goldie's episode. Okay, I'm doing my intro, so just hold on 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, brand member... Okay, I'm hanging up. Ladies and gentlemen, brand members, and everyone else in the universe, how are you? It is Goldie's Closet, episode 59. It's been pretty crazy, and we want to talk about that. With me, none other than one of my favorite guests, I must say. Put your hands together for hashtag TTC, Tom the Conservative. All right, you have to clap for yourself. Oh, you're getting simpler by the day. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we were having a few technical difficulties, but we got it settled in. So how you doing with the COVID, Dad?
Well, I'm not taking any chances because of my age. Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of staying at home, and I'm trying to maneuver through this whole medical system.
Really? So we've got like literally hundreds of people who have weighed in on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook with things that they've commented positively have affected them about the COVID-19 and negatively about the COVID-19. And there's just all kinds of feelings across the board. So right out of the gate, like, you're somebody in the demographic that should be worried and be protected themselves if they have to go out. Have a mask on, gloves, be protected. And then, of course, it's advised to just stay at home. So I don't have a lot of people, a lot of friends in your age demographic. So tell us a little bit about that.
People that I talk to in my demographics are about the same as me, unless they're stupid. that they're taking a chance.
What pisses you off about people? Because we got a lot of negative things to go through here, and we got a lot of positives. So what are some of the things you, as a mature adult, somebody that, you know, has lived through history, you've sent me some very interesting videos and just reminiscing about plagues from, what was it, 1918 or different things. And you said that you're a fool if you don't look at history because it's going to repeat itself. So what are some of the things that are angering you about your demographic?
George Santayana said, he who forgets the past is condemned to repeat it. And that's what the problem is. Everybody's blaming the president for all these things wrong, and they're the ones that are making all the mistakes. The ones that's what I see is the people that are bitching the most are the people, I won't say they're ignorant, because I know they're not, and they're just doing everything they can to screw up the present situation. And so what happens is that in my demographics, people are just staying in. Anybody I talked to, Mary Beth just called me and said, asked me how I was. And her son turned up to be positive.
Now, how old is her son?
John. He's young. He's just recently married as a young child, and the child and his wife took off and stayed with her parents, but he didn't have any symptoms. You know, I was very sick. I don't know if I had it or not. But I mean, I went to the urgent care place and they put me on antibiotics and stuff for my throat and nose and all kinds of stuff. That's generally what people have to do when they're older, is stay right on top of it. And like they say, if you're not feeling well, stay home.
I don't think anybody's doing that, though. We have somebody over here weighing in. What did he say? Kevin Bauza, Bauza, classic Krusty 10. He writes in, the thing that's making him the most angry is that the fact people refuse to do it. I said, what's frustrating you about the mandatory pause? He said, the fact that people refuse to do it. Human beings are the true virus. Now, that's pretty negative and pessimistic, but I have to agree with him. And I have just been staying away from people in public places, not because I'm trying to be extra safe. I mean, I am, but more because I'm worried about how I'm going to act, because when I see people just meandering around and they're not even there for a reason. They're get in, get out, get your groceries, get what you need and get back home. And they're just screwing around and playing around in the aisles. I think parents are just sending their kids to Walmart because it's the only place that's open and nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's protecting themselves. They don't have gloves. They're sneezing. They're coughing. I saw one kid just wiping their boogers at Home Depot and wiping it on boxes and things like that. And the parents don't say anything. So I get frustrated, and I agree with the classic crusty over here. People can be the true virus because they're not taking it seriously. At least if you don't take it seriously, don't endanger other people's lives.
Exactly, because I take my mask with me. Mm-hmm. When I go into some place, I put my mask on. Mm-hmm. The mask doesn't protect me from somebody. The mask main thing is so I don't mess somebody else over.
See, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. That's what everybody says, is that the mask is for people that have it to protect from the other people. And I got to say, when I have people sneezing and coughing, when I have my mask on, I just feel a little bit more comfortable that I'm not getting
absolutely.
It on me. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. The bottom line is the mask can protect you, but it's not a protection.
No, I get that. But I mean, just not being stupid is a protection. But it just seems like most people are just completely stupid and they haven't realized that. Like,
not stupid. What they are is they're...
I think they're stupid.
The abbreviation is A-H.
What, right? Assholes?
Yeah.
Well, you can say assholes on the Realm Network.
That's what they are.
They're super assholes. They're not even baby assholes. They're grandma.
They know.
Yeah.
Anybody would have
to
be.
How do they care?
No, that's not it. They can't help but know what the consequences. Right now in Minnesota, the number of people who have died from this coronavirus thing have surpassed the number of people who have died since October from the flu.
It's 2,000 was the last count.
No, I'm just talking about Minnesota.
No, Minnesota was 2,000. Nashville is like 6,000 to 8,000. Like, we are almost four times what you guys are.
But for that have caught it, not that have died.
Yeah, no, that have caught that cases of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're idiots here. I'm just going to say, like, a lot of people in the South are just absolute assholes and they're idiots. And the thing that's really driving me nuts are the rubber gloves everywhere. It just reminds me of, like, sex was legal and you could just leave your condom everywhere because there's rubber gloves everywhere. And the worst place is Walmart and Sam's Club. It's like, I'm going to use my rubber gloves and I'm just going to throw them all over.
Well, I sent you that thing from the neighborhood about the woman said she went out and back and there was some guy crapping in her alley.
Is that a good idea to take a shit in somebody's alley? You know, was it a homeless person?
It's not a good thing to crap outside anyway. That's what bathrooms are for.
Yeah.
But the point that I'm making to you, maybe you're right in a sense of saying they don't care.
They don't care.
The place that I go buy my tickets, the guy's an Arab guy, and now he's finally wearing his mask, and he's wearing gloves. I said, you're getting smart. When I first went out, I didn't wear the mask and stuff like that. And then I said to myself, if you're going to let your pride get in your way or something like this, or you think it's kind of silly, you can tell people from the prone position when you're underground. And it's not worth it. It's really not worth it because it's a horrible disease. This is deadly.
Yeah, it is. And I just realized after I watched a video that it does attack just your system and goes down. And then
do you know how it works?
It makes it hard for your organs to work.
Well, the bottom line with this disease, the little sacs in your lungs, what they do is they become inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cannot take the oxygen and run it through your system. And then you just, it's not pneumonia. It's because pneumonia is when your lungs fill up with fluid. This is where your lungs can't absorb it because all the parts of your lungs that take the oxygen are inflamed. And so they've tried different techniques and actually had people laying on their faces to instead of on their backs and stuff like this. They're trying all kinds of stuff. I heard another one where they're giving IVs of vitamin C, all kinds of different things. For my group of people, you're an absolute fool to take any kind of chances. It's just like anybody over 50 years old, period. And I'm way beyond 50, but I'm saying that's the whole problem. Make up your mind. You know, I've told you a million times, behaviors learned. We could get into a great big long psychological discussion how people deviate from that when they get older, because maybe something's happened to them in their lives, and then what they end up doing is they retaliate against quote-unquote the system or society or whatever it happens to be. All kinds of different things happen to them. They don't use any more common sense, like you're talking about sense. They just don't use any sense anymore, because maybe, like when I initially started to go out, I'm not going to wear that mask. And I'm saying to myself, I see all these people wearing masks, and I'm saying, and I see all kinds of people, nope, not wearing masks. And I'm saying to myself,
Yeah, don't be a dipshit.
Do I want to be the dummies?
Yeah.
Or do I want to be the people with some kind of ounce of sense or brains? And I just said, no, I would rather just put the mask on, because I know the mask is not going to protect me like it's what everybody thinks it is, but it's not important. The point is it's going to give me some protection. I'll tell you something. I'll give you a really good analogy. I use a cane. I can walk without a cane. The cane tells people around me,
sure,
that this guy has got a problem. Maybe give him a little space. Well, you know something? The mask should say to people is that this guy is concerned about this pandemic.
Or you could just take the cane and beat people over the head. That's what I'd like to do. I seriously want to beat the shit out of everybody that I see. The best thing that I've seen is a woman on Facebook that was sitting in her car who said, my new mask has arrived. And it was a mask with all kinds of penises all over it. And when people were offended at the stores, when they said, you know, there's children here and you're walking around with a mask with penises on it, she said, and you're too effing close. If you can see that these are little tiny penises, you need to back up. And I was like, wow. That's brilliant. I loved that. I ordered some fabric of flying penises, but it hasn't come yet. I was going to make my own mask, but that was the best thing that I've seen on the internet thus far, was somebody that was like, if you can read these little tiny things, then you need to step back. Now, I was at Sam's Club the other day, and there was lines out the door to get to the register. And as I'm in line, people weren't keeping 6 feet apart. And I just said, back it up, back it up. And then from 9 o'clock here comes, you know, Consuelo or whatever. And he didn't speak English, but he knew when I was like, I'm local, you know, I said, I'm crazy, because he kept getting closer and closer to me. And I just asked, why are you in line right here? Why are you standing here? Like, you can't check out because there's a line. Go to the end of the line and stop standing next to me. And then he proceeded to sneeze on me and start coughing. And I just went apeshit, because you're freaky. I am not going to tolerate that sort of thing. And the same type of people that are out endangering other people, you know, I get frustrated when I see, pray for my friend, pray for my so-and-so, you know, they've got cancer and then they're still smoking, or, you know, pray for this or that, and they're not doing anything to fix something horrible that's happened. And then you want me to feel bad for you. Well, those are the same types of people that are just not really, they don't care about other folks. And, you know, you should. And even if we go back to everything being open on Friday, which I've got mixed feelings on, I guess most of the places are reopening on Friday. Is that too soon? Is it just going to be next month? Is there going to be double the deaths because we went back too early, and then we're really going to be screwed?
That's interesting, because everybody's going to look at that. The number of people in the First World War that died from the flu among soldiers was more than died in the war.
Yes, it was. How many was it? Do you remember? Was it thousands?
I should have written it down. But the bottom line, and that was just the flu. And so we have all these stopgaps. Now, Papadopoulos, this guy he's a newscaster, is turned positive. he left his house, came back, and had the cameras come to film him walking out of the house without his mask. You know, I mean, and so he's, here's a guy who's, and he was screaming at some poor guy, you know, wear your mask. And he, and here's a guy not wearing the mask. And the same thing with Cuomo for the mayor or whatever, the governor of the state. I mean, that's the kind of thing that really, more than anything, they could be a Democrat, they could be a Republican, they could be anybody, but anybody who is a...
Hold on. They could be a Democrat. Say it again without banging.
They could be any kind of a position that you can imagine, but if you're putting yourself out as an elected official or an important person, if you're like religious or... I don't care what the hell you are, but if an athlete, blah, 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 and you're doing something that's wrong, I mean, what does that show to other people? Is, well, if he can do it, I can do it, or something like this.
Yeah, there was the pastor that was telling everybody to just ignore what's going on and come worship.
Service, so I can take your money.
Well, he died.
He did?
63 years old, he got it, and he died. You know, that they're making an example out of him. And it, I mean, it's really sad, but you shouldn't encourage other people to... So anyway, we're going to get to some of the things, and I want to get your take on some of these comments that people wrote in. But one thing that's been positive for me during this virus time is my dad has been sending me some really cool shorts. One of them that you sent me was called Echo. Let's take a look at that right now. Dad, what was your take on Echo? This was just something kind of cool. Guys, check it out. Go look it up, Echo. Look it up on YouTube.
So what I write in is animated sci-fi short films.
Okay.
And you get all these different things that come up. Among all those things, some of those things to me, I look at it and say, in a positive and negative sense, I think of the creativity of these people that make these things. What message? Anybody that does a film or writes a book or does anything like this has to have a message. I mean, they're trying to convey some kind of an idea, you know, because otherwise they wouldn't write it. I saw a deal about Steppenwolf, and it's interesting to read the what Steppenwolf is all about. And it's not what you think. But what they've done with it in the movies is created a creature and stuff like this. It's not what it is, but it's...
What are you talking about? I thought you were talking about, like, the band Steppenwolf.
No, this is the... Steppenwolf is a fictitious... thing written in by a Dane or a German or...
Oh, I thought you were talking about the band. I was like, what are you...
No. They created kind of like a monster and they made a whole movie, making little movies and stuff about it. And what the point that I'm making is there's a message, because the guy that wrote it talking about the inner monster inside of him because of all the problems he had. Now, so... Same thing with Echo is when that girl comes up to that thing and sees that thing and she's getting a reflection of herself. It goes over.
I didn't understand what it was about. I didn't understand what the message
echo,
was.
Echo over and over and over and
but
over.
Why?
A person can look at a painting, a drawing, and then they say, that looks like a... Next person will come up and say, that looks like a...
So, their interpretation, but
absolutely, absolutely.
And I didn't get it. It was really cool, but I didn't get, like, why...
I got the impression is that we look at things over and over and over, and they just seem to repeat it until we, like in the very end of her thing, is until you resolve it. Because then she smashed the mirror and ended up back in bed. Otherwise, what she was doing... was trying to deal with that looking at herself, the whole thing, and what that other thing was doing. Looking at her inner self, because that's what you're looking at in the mirror, whether it happens to be the Hobbit and all that. That's a parody on the Bible. That whole thing is a parody on the Bible. When you know that, and you're looking at what's going on, you see the characters, and you see what kind of position they're playing. So now, as a lesson in human behavior... When you see somebody walking down the street, they're not wearing a mask. I say to myself, because I love human behavior, I say to myself, it's like, why?
See, that's what you do. And I think to myself, you stupid son of a bitch, and I wish I had my dad's cane and I'd hit him over the head.
No, but I could, you know.
I'm frustrated. You know why? I'm frustrated at all the people doing whatever the hell they want to do, and as an independent contractor, I can't go to work. I'm frustrated with the people that are constantly bitching about work, that they have to go to work or this or that. You have a job. I am really scrambling. I'm watching my friends lose their businesses that they've worked for years. It's really hard for people that are hustling every day to get customers through the door, and they're busting ass to try to figure out new ways to reinvent themselves and to market themselves. And then all of a sudden it's like 2 months go by and you're SOL. And then there's people that are complaining, like, shut up. Seriously, shut up.
Nothing is ever for sure. Just like in the Echo, is it when you're going before that mirror, trying to figure out and doing what you're doing, and trying to figure out what am I all about? She did it once, she did it twice, she did it three times, and then she smashed the mirror. Everybody looks for different solutions for some things. For some people, and here's the sad part: for some people, when they figured it out, it's too late.
And that brings us to our next movie, The Moth and the Flame, which is a group I didn't even know about till I found this, The New Great Depression. You didn't get a chance to see that video, or did you yet? Man, is that really cool. You're going to really dig it. It is a little boy and his imaginary friend who's a monster that he's terrified of. Needless to say, it's his alter ego, or it's his imagination that's this big furry monster. And it shows him getting to be friends with the monster. And then it shows the kid being rebellious to his mom, and the monster's getting rebellious, and the monster's throwing food around the kitchen and the kid's throwing plates. And then it migrates to showing the parent taking the kid to therapy, and the monster's sitting next to him in the car and is mad that they're going to therapy. And they're getting in an argument, the kid and the mom. And then, of course, what happens is she's paying attention to the kid, and all of a sudden, bam, and the mom dies. And at the very end, it shows the kid going to be taken away from social services because he's got no parent to take care of him. He runs out the door and he goes to look for, in the depths of the woods, his friend. But he comes upon all of these people who look like they're dead, walking around like in a story, you know, phase-y kind of blurry setting. But they all have their own monsters, and it just looks like they're in La La Land, and he finally finds his monster again. And it's a very cool music video because, again, the band isn't even in it. It's all a story. It's really well done. When we're done with this, you need to check it out because it's really cool. And it does go to show like what's going on inside and reflections of that. And I think that the whole COVID, as my best friend Rod Saylor and I have said, is really shown people's true colors. And I'm embarrassed for a lot of people. I think they're pussies. Especially when grown men are complaining and acting the way that they are. I just want to ask them to put their vaginas away, Dad, because they're acting like little girls. And in the meantime, there's men, there's women, there's people who are working 18, 19-hour days, 7 days a week. You see the pictures online of our medical staff, our medical community professionals sleeping. It's picture after picture after picture. You know what I don't see? I don't see anybody complaining and bitching about it. I don't see any medical professionals bitching and complaining about anything because they're too busy working. They're too busy doing something. So if you don't have anything to do, come on over to my house because there's plenty to do. I left a very nice message last night for everybody online just saying we're going to get through this and it's going to be great, but go find something freaking to do. Now, I have seen people's true colors. I am very happy to say that all of the people in my community and my camp have come out like champs. They have surpassed and impressed me. When I hear about Rod has been putting out drum videos almost every other day. He's been changing costumes and different clothing and making it interesting. He's been learning, he's been teaching, he's been doing classes, he's been showing people how to drum. He has been sending me photographs of his home, siding that he's been filling in and repairing, or putting up new siding altogether, or he's been putting up musical baffles on the wall, making frames out of fabric and wood and pallets and ripping things apart. Like every day I see something that this guy is accomplishing. Let's go back to my college friend, Dave. I videoed Dave. Dave has been just completely busting ass doing everything, like not a dull moment. My old friend, Tony Camarada from the neighborhood, from Minneapolis, from Robbinsdale. I videoed him. He's completely rewriting a whole script and things like, I mean, just like, it is wonderful to see the people that are taking this time to sharpen their tools and get ready, because when this is all said and done and all the businesses open up again, it's going to be a shitstorm. And you're going to be lucky if you get your hair cut. You're going to be lucky if you can get your nails done or get into the gym or whatever. It's going to be a mad rush. So it's nice to see people taking the time and not acting like complete babies. It's embarrassing. I have really seen some people's true colors, and I'm disgusted by it. I don't even want to be friends with them anymore. If that's what you're going to do when the going gets tough, you're just going to cry?
No, I see it. That's one thing. The difference with me is that I don't care. When you say I see their true colors, that's what I did for a living. I was paid to be able to look at somebody, talk to somebody, and then be able to read that person. And if I made a mistake, somebody got hurt.
Well, you're excellent at that. And it's not that I care. I just don't. When this is all said and done, I'm trimming the fat. You know, I don't want those kind of people in my life, because now I saw you're pathetic. There's people that I'm counting on for stuff, and they just, like, they're in a hole. Like, there's people that are clinically depressed out there. There are people before the COVID who have tried to take their own lives, and they're doing just fine. It's embarrassing. There's another movie that you sent, The Perfect Goosies. It's a janitor's son who's picked on at a prep school, and it's a wonderful short.
Oh.
It's just a feel good. Everybody likes to see the underdog, come out ahead. Check out The Perfect Goosies. It's just a great short film. I really enjoyed that. I didn't know where the end was going, but I loved it. And
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I know my point.
I was going to say, when I started to watch it, I said, what is this? I wasn't even going to watch it. And then I saw how pathetic this kid was, and I was more and more getting pissed when I saw what those kids were doing to this kid, you know, just ridiculing him and stuff like this. I mean, they got some little dumpling kid to begin with, you know, that was just a thing. And in the very end, the very, 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 very end, where it says my kid gives great, I won't say, but and that one kid walked over his dad's car and went.
I thought it was really cute. And you know what? You can say what that was, because that's going to lead into, I've got 1,700 comments about what they missed during this time, or what they hated the most, or what they needed the most. And it's funny, because this short film basically highlights and talks about the very end, which all of these kids in the film are amazing in school. They all are scholastic heroes, and they're just superheroes. They're amazing. And this little kid sucks at everything. And it looks like his parents, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You know, they're kind of wipeouts. But at the very end, in a really crude manner with his crappy sign, the dad comes along and says, you know, my kid gives great hugs, of which the whole family is now ridiculed. But what's really interesting, Dad, is out of 1,700 people weighing in over the last 3 days, again, on Twitter, thank you, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on my blog, people weighing in, the number one thing that they've missed during the COVID that they have learned to appreciate more is hugs, is human contact, is being able to touch people. Because there's a lot of people who are noticing, like I am, I give everybody hugs. I talk to everybody. I am a physical person when I'm out and about. And it's really weird not to be able to do that.
And they say that the new norm, that's going to be one of the things.
Very strange. And I really
more hugs.
I really hope that doesn't happen. I really do. I'm sure for a while. But I got to tell you, I had a very, very, very unpleasant experience a little while ago, like really very upsetting. And I was hysterical, and I was crying, and I had snot all over my face, and I was shaking, and I was out of control. And I needed to go pack something up that was mine and return it to somebody, because They wanted what they said was theirs back, even though it was mine. And I knew that the right thing to do, even though it would hurt my business and it would hurt me in some ways, the right thing to do to cause less suffering for everybody else was to give back something I have worked for, sweat equity, for 2 years. I wasn't happy. I was a complete mess. I went to the UPS store, and this is hard to talk about because I'll get emotional. So let me just get it together. Let me get it together. I went to the UPS store shaking, trembling, and I had to video these women, three women at the UPS store, showing what was in what I was sending, packing it. I had to document everything, showing them, taping it. And when it was all said and done, and I explained to them what was going on, one girl who had a mask on, who had the gloves on, she just said, "I'm sorry. I know that I'm not supposed to do this," but she came over and she gave me the biggest, longest hug, and she held me and she said, "Heavenly Father," and she gave me the prayer. She prayed to God. She said, "Protect this woman, ease her suffering." It was the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. Like, just, and then when it all was said and done, she said, "The thing that distresses me the most, Goldie, is every time you come in here, you are on fire. You are in charge. You are confident. You are balls to the wall. You are a boss babe and you are a bitch." And she said, "I don't think I've ever seen you, nor would I have ever expected that you could ever be like this." And she said, "That hurts my heart." And my point of the story is that human touch. She did not have to do that. She put herself at risk. I was at risk. And it when it all was said and done, it didn't matter. And I've written a really great letter to just the corporate, because she was, I'm not going to say she broke the rules. I'm just going to say she did a very amazing act of kindness. I don't think that's going to ever go away. I can't wait for this madness to calm down and for things to go back to whatever the new norm is. But physical touch from all of our readers, all of the people that follow, was the number one thing. And not being able to go, it's funny, now you can't go see all the people that it was kind of a pain in your butt to go spend time with mom or grandma or whatever. Like, now you're missing it. And, you know, you had mentioned, and I know Vince Russo and a lot of other people who are actually atheists have said this mandatory pause, you know, not to get too much into religion, but a lot of people who don't believe in God or are agnostic have nodded or made reference to the fact like this needed to happen. So I hope that we get something good and learn something from, I know I've learned a lot. I've learned a ton, and I'm still going to keep learning, and I'm not going to go out even if Friday everything opens up and be stupid. I'm going to be cleaner, take better care of myself, and keep my distance for a while.
This has all been predicted.
Yeah, you said that, and a lot of people have.
It's all been predicted more in one place, and not to get into the political aspects of it, but this thing came from China. That's a solid word. And it came from an experimental lab, and they lied. And this whole World Health Organization is in the back pocket of China. And there's going to be a bunch of crap coming down because people are already filing lawsuits against China for this whole thing.
Well, I got to say, I heard from somebody that one of the things that it originated from was eating bats or just dirty stuff. Like, what are your...
There's a factory.
Okay.
A research factory in this town. And they made this thing looking at China. They don't really care. Think about it. The guy that's head of China right now has decreed that he is going to be, for life, the president of that country.
Okay.
Yeah. He says, "I am now the ruler."
All right.
Okay, just like the head of North Korea right now, they don't even know if he's alive right now because he just had heart surgery. But China is, you know, doing certain things. And one of the things in China, I'm not saying this whole thing was done for this reason, but one of the problems in China is they have a lot of elderly people who are ill.
So what's your point?
If they die, then they don't have to worry about them, do they? So, and you know, when you don't, when you have a different value system, this whole thing, I mean, they were saying just this head of the North Korea, overweight, smoke, chain smoke, went through heart surgery. Now some people haven't seen him for weeks, but they say there's movement in the country that looks like they're trying to pick a new leader. So the bottom line with even within America and stuff like that, as you stop and think about it, of all these, one of the reasons people are dying is because they're obese and or they have heart problems or whatever, which maybe come from the obesity. And you know, like, if anything else this thing should show to people is take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
There's no reason.
Can you hold on a second? Apparently somebody's shooting outside, because that's what we do in my neighborhood. Somebody just shot something. Well, I'm not outside. I don't have to worry about getting shot. I swear to God, I wish that certain place down the road would just burn down. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just heard gunshots.
Well, that happens in my area all the time.
Before you continue your point, Dad, apparently somebody's shooting off a cannon. Maybe we're reenacting some things from the Civil War, which is something of my neighbors like to do. Before we continue on that, because we're going to wrap it up, Dad, Lenita Vargas, her biggest concern during the COVID-19. Lenita, I think a lot of people can identify with you. Dad, weigh in on this one. She says a lack of booty calls.
A lack of what?
Booty calls.
What do you mean?
Sexy time. Hookups, having guys over, doing the slim slam.
I'll tell you what's going on in our area.
Is there more booty? Besides people taking a shit in people's backyards, Dad, what's going on?
What's happening is that the domestic violence and child violence is
It is. Very, very, very sad. Well, where are people supposed to go? That's just it. If you're complaining now, we do have a lot of people weighing in that they're just complaining that they're anxious and this and that. And I get that. But there's some people that their biggest complaint is that they're bored. While other people are getting completely screwed up.
Why are they bored? Think about it. Why are they bored? They got nothing going for them.
Well, they need to shut up.
No, they're bored because their whole life is a bore.
Well, I don't want to hear about it. Lenita, our thoughts and prayers out to you, my dear. Let's see if there's anything else that we can talk about before we wrap it up. A lot of people not being able to visit in nursing homes. A lot of people not being able to go to funerals or to have a funeral. There's been a lot of suicides, and you can't have a funeral, and that's very hard for people with closure.
And they had a wedding in today's news where...
Wait, do the wedding without kicking, and...
They had a wedding... And 10 people were in the service, and all the relatives put their pictures in the pews. and then when they left, there's a kicker here. And then when they left, everybody was honking and honking and honking and honking and blah, 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 you know, saying congratulations. And the next day they went to work, worked in the medical field.
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's a joke.
They wanted to get married in case something happened, because we want to get married. And so
that seriously piss off. That is what's pissing me off. You are so selfish and so just like our medical community. I mean, you see these posts about the real superheroes out here. That's a shoot. And in wrestling, that means that's the truth. That's not a work. These men and women are risking their lives by being exposed to all this stuff with fatigue.
And they're dying.
That's what's just so flippin' disrespectful. If you want to be a douchebag, be one at home, sit home, jerk off, do whatever you do, but you don't need to do it in danger, especially the thing that I saw that was just, it was a bunch of people. It was like a split screen like this. And all the people up here were like, we want to go back to work. We want to do all this stuff. I do too. I get that. I'm not saying I don't want to go to work. But on the bottom here, I can't see what I'm doing. On the bottom was all the medical professionals like holding up everybody, like holding it up, like being the base of it all. And I just think.
And now, you know, when I see these politicians like Kumo Papadopoulos, the news reporter, you know, coming up with the BS that they have. Do you know, the first thing I did, anytime I deal with a situation, what I always want to do is I pick up Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the definition of the word, and the number two definition of this word fits all these SOBs, and the word is hypocrite.
True.
And I just, there's a movie. I bought the movie. It's about the 300. It's a movie about in Greek mythology, whatever. I think it's not mythology, it really happened. Is it these 300 Greeks held off a huge, huge army. And you know how they were defeated?
What?
Some son of a bitch and traitor told them a way to come up behind these people through a mountain pass, and they killed all these Greeks. That's one of the things for me when I think about people who commit, myself, when I commit sin, how hypocritical I am when I say, you know, I want to love my God with my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole soul, blah, blah, blah. And then I go out and sin and do something wrong. You know, the difference is from when I look at this and I say people, when I sin, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing this to God because I know. See, the difference between me and somebody else is that when I do something wrong, unless I'm loaded and can't remember, but I should never get loaded in the first place. But the bottom line is that when I do something wrong, and I'm saying, there you go, come on, I just say to myself, calm down, shithead. Just calm down. Just calm down. You got time. She hasn't called yet. You got time.
It's just me, Dad. Me and the Realm Network.
Just calm down. It'll work out.
When I was getting ready to interview Dr. Joe Vitale, everything was going wrong. There was a couple of really wonderful guests that the shit just kept hitting the fan, and the computer wouldn't restart, and the camera wouldn't work, and it was just like a mess. And I even just, you know, told him, like, I always know, like, it's going to start out rocky, but it's going to end on a good note. We have some people here that are saying that they've learned to appreciate the little things. Our new bass player actually was very kind, Montana. Thank you for weighing in, saying that he's learned not to forget to appreciate the little things, like going for a drive or not having to wear a mask to get groceries, being able to work, etc. What's ironic is everything we miss, we took for granted yesterday. Very, very well put, and I appreciate him weighing in. And I think about myself complaining when my glasses fog up at the store from my mask. And I'm thinking these nurses, doctors, just everybody in the medical field, they're not wearing just a mask. They're wearing complete hot, sticky, protective, basically like space suits with their faces and just every pore of their body is sealed off. And it must be just disgusting to go home and get that 4 to 5 hours of sleep that they're getting or whatever they're getting, wherever. Just what a mess. Please, for the love of God, can you have some respect for these women and men that are just giving everything for you? And I just get your shit together, or just walk in their shoes. You're so dippy that you can't even walk in their shoes for just a moment. I've been taking it so seriously, and I want to bitch slap so many people when they're at Walmart picking out new earrings. Where are you going, bitch? You're going to go look good for your living room later on tonight? Like, why did you leave the house to go? And they're just taking their time. Like, they're not buying essentials. They're just going around. And that's what's getting hot. I'm getting hot. I don't need to be around anybody. I haven't been anywhere. I've been to Walmart to get some groceries, maybe pick up a few things, and I am out. I can't wait to get away from dipshits. I just can't.
But in their life, in their world, that is their life, in their world.
Well, then, you know what? When you get sick, then stay at home. Don't be using a respirator that is for somebody that's taking the precautions. That's There's only so many spots out there when you get sick. And my friends are 25, 27, 28. They have it. And they're sick as shit, you know? So, and they're not old. There's people getting it all. And I know when people go back to work that it's just, there's going to be a ton more sick people. I want to go back to work, but you can try.
Can you imagine? I think we mentioned this in the beginning of this whole thing is, can you imagine what it's going to be like next fall?
No, why? Because there's no vaccine and everybody's getting sick?
People are going to have the flu and this thing.
No. Well, you know what? Preventative. I'm going to take care of myself.
Number one.
Yep.
Quit smoking. Number two, lose some weight. Number three, get into some kind of a physical body activity regimen and do something to build your body and build up your immune system and stuff like that. You know, there's plenty of things that you can do to...
Oh, but wait, Dad, people are bored.
Well, boy, I wish I was bored.
I don't wish I was bored. I wish I had more time in the day because I've been getting a ton of stuff done and very grateful for it.
As old as I am and, you know, all the stuff I have and all the dreams I have and I mean... I have absolutely no excuse. Absolutely no excuse. All I have to do is go in my closet here and go.
Oh, God. Here it goes. We are at the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Dad, why don't you go ahead and close the show off with, once again, Cookie Monster.
Oh, no, don't say Cookie Monster because that'd be wrong.
That's copyright. I'm sorry. That's copyright infringement. Right. Dad, why don't you go ahead and close out this
show swamp creature
with your blue
swamp creature.
Swamp creature that just looks remotely like another creature that I had from childhood. God, you are so simple. Ladies and gentlemen.
And I told you before, if you can draw it,
you can make it. All right. Right from the words from TTC, get off your ass and do something. Be preventative. Build up your immune system. Be a better person. Everyone at the Realm Network, everyone from Vince Russo's brand who made it this far to our long rant of COVID and some short movies, we thank you for paying attention and for just giving a rip. Put your hands together. For once again, like I said in the intro, one of my favorite guests, my dad, Tom the Conservative. Clap for yourself, Dad. Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Goldilocks, and we are inside Goldie's Closet. I want to ask a favor of you all, whether you watch the show or not, if you come to our band shows, what have you, it's something that you can do to support, and it costs nothing and no time at all. If you shop on a very popular online website, I would really appreciate it if you would bookmark some of the items that you are shopping for. And if you could just simply do this, go to goldieknows.blogspot.com. If you go over to the right, all the way to the bottom, the About Me section, there's a link. It just says I'm an Amazon affiliate. If you click on that, it takes you inside my umbrella, and everything that you order, I can earn just some help and support to keep all of this going, to keep the band going. We've got a hefty vehicle repair. It's pretty substantial. So it would be really great if you could remember my link. We get some support. It's that simple. I love you all. Thank you for making the time to stop by and check out everything that we're doing. Mwah.